Welcome to Daily in the Word. Hi, this is Kerry Schmidt, Director of Striving Together Publications. If you're interested in biblically sound and practically relevant resources for spiritual growth, I invite you to visit strivingtogether.com. At Striving Together, we're laboring every day to produce books, curriculum, music, and local church resources that will encourage and equip believers to live their faith. From all over the globe, we're hearing stories every day of how God is changing lives through these resources. Striving Together is committed to conservative biblical doctrine and values, and we're committed to supporting local church ministry. Visit us today at strivingtogether.com or call toll-free 1-800-201-7748. Again, that's 1-800-201-7748. So many people in this world are striving to recover from addictions, from past abusive situations, and even from the consequences of bad decisions. Does this describe you or someone that you love? Next on Daily in the Word, we're going to study with Dr. Paul Chappell, Recovery with God. Stay with us. So many people in our world are in the process of recovery. So many of us have been hurt. So many of us have made bad decisions that have led to difficult and painful, long-lasting consequences. So many of us have faced abusive situations where somebody in our past did something or even continually did something that dramatically impacted our lives. And yet others are struggling with substance abuse, like alcohol or drugs. Well, maybe someone you know is dealing with one of these things. Whatever the need, recovery, authentic, lasting, life-changing recovery from the inside out, truly does begin with God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the preaching, the teaching, the encouragement of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our series presently is entitled Recovery with God. This is an entire series of messages that help take a life from the very beginning of life with God through a process of restoration and growth and true, lasting, authentic life change. I'll tell you in a moment how you can download this entire series and maybe give it to a friend, or you can listen to recent broadcasts if you're coming into the middle of the program. We would love for this series to touch your life in a very special way. Before we join today's message, I want to invite you to visit dailyintheword.org. You can subscribe to this program via a podcast. You can listen to recent programs or download them and listen to them later. You could pass it along to a friend. There are many other resources on the website that will encourage you in your Christian life and in your walk with the Lord. And there's also a way that you can be a part of the ministry of Daily in the Word. Would you prayerfully consider a monthly contribution to help us cover the costs of airtime and supporting this ministry? Your investment is an investment into the Word of God going into the hearts and lives of people all across the country and even in many foreign countries. Take a moment and visit Daily in the Word and consider joining us in the effort of teaching and preaching the Word of God. Today's message is entitled Endeavoring to Seek Peace in My Relationships. This is a difficult message. This is a tough step, but it's so important when it comes to real recovery. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Here's Pastor Chappell.
We must be willing to apologize to the offended. Apologize to the offended. Now, this is very important because unresolved relationships prevent recovery. We've got to be willing to go to someone and say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Will you forgive me? Now, this step is not an easy step, but it's a vital step. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. God wants us to pursue peace with others. God wants us to be at peace with others, husbands and wives and family members and those at work. Now, I recognize as I speak on this matter of apologizing to the offended that this is not always possible in every case, and it's not always advisable. There are some things from years ago sometimes better left alone. There's no sense opening more hurt and opening up Pandora's box. But whenever advisable and whenever possible, we need to be willing to humble ourselves to ask the forgiveness of those that we have hurt. Sometimes people are so filled with bitterness that they would resent you or even question your sincerity if you came to apologize. And so you need to be very sensitive to finding the right time in this matter. But how do we apologize to the offended? And where does that all begin as it relates to recovering according to the Word of God? Well, I would suggest to you, first of all, that we need to make a list of those we've hurt. Make a list of those I've hurt. Now, you say, well, what's the purpose of that? The purpose is that we might apologize. And I know some of you are sitting here thinking, well, I don't have a very long list. I'm such a nice guy. Now, I'm sure the guy next to me would have a long list, but I don't have a long list. And some of us might think, well, what's this all about? I don't really know where this is going. Well, let me help you just a little bit. Think about maybe some of these things. A debt you've never paid. A person whom you overly controlled and hurt, maybe in a work relationship or a family relationship. A person you were overly critical of. Someone you physically abused. Someone you lied to. Someone you were unfaithful to. You see, in our lives, all of us are transgressors, and we need to be willing to ask forgiveness of those transgressions. Now, thank God He has already forgiven us. But in the case where we might be helped and where others might be helped by apologizing, as Christians, we need to be willing to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, will you forgive me? Now, they may not forgive us. They may not want to find restoration. But we need to be willing to be Christ-like in the matter. So we make a list. Secondly, approach them in the Spirit of Christ. Approach them in the Spirit of Christ. Luke 6:31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. God says it's no big deal to love people who love you. He says you're becoming more like me when you love people that hate you. When you're willing to try to make amends with people you don't even really care for. You're beginning to understand, blessed are the peacemakers. Now how do you approach someone in a matter like this? And perhaps this week some of you will. How do you go about that? A few thoughts. As you approach a spouse, as you approach a coworker, as you approach a family member, first of all, pray for the right time. Pray for the right time. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 6, because to every purpose there is a time and a judgment, therefore the misery of man is great upon him. To every purpose there's a time. Pray for the right moment. Pray that God will open up the right door. Secondly, go with the right attitude. Go with the right attitude. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We're to speak the truth in love. And as we go to speak to someone about a difficult matter, bathe it in love and in prayer and with the Spirit of Christ. As you approach them, focus on your part and don't worry about their response. Just determine to be what God wants you to be. You know, I find that many times in approaching someone in a difficult situation like this, the attitude makes the big difference. The attitude determines the altitude. If we go with a sweet spirit, it helps. I heard a man say years ago, some people grin and bear it, others smile and change it. And when we go with a smile and with a sweet spirit, it can make such a difference. You don't want to go to someone and say, remember that time when I did something that you shouldn't have been offended by, but you were offended by it? Remember that? Well, I'm sorry. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about going with the right spirit at the right time. Thirdly, make sure it is appropriate to go. Make sure that it is appropriate to go. For example, it would not be appropriate to go to an old girlfriend or an old boyfriend that is now married. Not a smart thing, maybe. It may not be appropriate to go to other situations, as I said a moment ago, that are sometime past, and it would just recreate a problem all over again. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and verse number 18, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. And we want to say, God, I want my words to bring health and restoration and recovery to this situation. I want you to use me as a peacemaker to be the one that would help this situation to come about to recovery by your grace. And then once you've done your best in this matter of saying you're sorry, then let it go. You see, as long as you focus on the person that troubles you, the more like them you will become. But as long as you focus on Jesus Christ, the more like Him you will become. And so once you have asked for that forgiveness and done your best according to the Word of God, then keep on going with your life. If we're going to seek peace in our relationships, then we must first of all forgive the offenders. We must secondly apologize to the offended. Thirdly, we need to develop spiritual relationships. We need to develop spiritual relationships. Now, many in this room today would think back and say, boy, as I look back in my life, I've had some failed relationships. I've had some hurtful relationships and some difficult relationships. Now, Lord, in the future, I want to have relationships that will help me grow spiritually, that are wholesome, that are godly relationships. I want in the days ahead to do better than I did before. How is that accomplished? How can we help that process of having godly relationships? Three thoughts. First of all, avoid the scorners. In our relationships, we need to learn to avoid the scorners of the Word of God and of the things of God. Turn, if you would, to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. And for many of you, this will be new, but I want you to notice it with me this morning, because this should be one of the passages that really grips your heart, and some of you may want to even memorize Psalm 1:1. Because this passage speaks about avoiding the scorner who's going to do nothing but cause more hurtful and harmful relationships. Psalm 1 and verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Now, there are those people in your life who perhaps are always so negative and scornful about the Bible, about the house of God, the church, about the things of God. Well, who do they think they are? Well, you don't have to listen to the Bible. Let's go knock down some cold ones. Let's do it our way. And they're scornful. And here you are trying to live for Jesus and please the Lord Jesus, and yet they're condemning the things that are right and wholesome in your life. And the Bible says very clearly that we're not to sit in the seat of the scornful. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 24, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go." Many times ladies will find another lady that's just angry and bitter, and they'll bring that out in one another. Many times men will find another man that's critical and angry, and they'll bring that out of one another. So God says that we're not to sit in the seat of the scornful. We're not to make a friendship with an angry person who's going to bring that out so that we cause more hurt instead of bring more healing into the relationship. Avoid the scorner. Secondly, avoid the pretenders. The pretenders. Now, there are some people that are not blatantly critical of the Bible or critical of your attempt to live for God. They'll even give a pretense that they believe in God. But they are not legitimately and willfully following after Christ from their heart. Now, the Bible speaks of them, and I think you'll find the verse in your notes, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5. These are people who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And so God says, from such, turn away. They have the form of godliness, but they're denying the power. In other words, they'll say, yeah, I believe in God, but you know, you don't have to take it to those extremes. In other words, they'll come to church once in a while, but they'll talk maybe right when the preaching is really starting to touch someone's heart. They'll give their opinion of it during the message. In other words, they'll say, hey, Why don't you, you can believe in God, but don't get too carried away with it. I had a fellow out at Edwards Air Force Base tell me one time, he said, the thing that I like about my chaplain here at the base chapel is the fact that he'll still go to the bar with me and listen to some of the dirty jokes with the guys. He said, he just kind of comes down to our level. And I think when I hear a story like that of this verse, a form of godliness, but he's denying the power thereof. There's no fruit of change. There's no fruit of joy and love and righteousness and holiness in his life. And so the Bible says, from such turn away. That's not what the Baptists say. That's not what this pastor says. God says when you're around someone that talks about God, but their life has no fruit, their life is not helping you to be more like Christ, from such, turn away. And so first of all, we need to turn away from the scorner. Secondly, we need to avoid the pretender, those who are walking according to this world. And then thirdly, we need to begin fellowshipping with growing disciples of Jesus Christ. We need, if we're going to have peaceful and godly relationships in the days ahead, to begin fellowshipping with people that are truly growing in the Word of God. Acts 2 and verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Now, fellowship, getting together with God's people, bearing one another's burdens. I'm going to tell you, the fact of the matter is that nearness is likeness. And those that you surround yourself with are the ones that will influence you, and you will ultimately become like them. And so we want to surround ourselves with godly people. People that when you're with them, they can say, boy, I tell you, I enjoyed church Sunday. I got something out of the Bible the other day. I want to share it with you. I'm so glad that I'm saved, and we sure appreciate your Christian friendship. You see, when someone is really growing in the Lord, they're not ashamed to talk that way. They're not just talking about football and basketball and horses and kites and cars. They're talking about things that really matter because they have a spiritual walk with Jesus Christ. And that's what Christian fellowship is based on. You see, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. 1 John 1 and verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. You see, if you are walking in the light, then others will be attracted to that same walk, and you can encourage one another in the light. Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Now watch this. A good friend will provoke you to good works. A good friend will help you to walk more closely with the Lord. And so as we avoid the scorner and as we avoid the pretender, we're looking for people that are really growing in their faith so that together we can grow in the Lord. That's why the adult Bible classes are so important at Lancaster Baptist Church. A smaller group of believers encouraging, a community of caring Christians that are helping others to live right, people who have had some failed relationships, to find out how to have relationships that are based on the Word of God and on the grace of God. Now, endeavoring to seek peace in our relationships, it's not an easy thing always, but it's the right thing. Being willing to forgive the offender, being willing to go and ask forgiveness of the offended, and being willing to find right relationships, living in a place and in a way that is pleasing to God. Now, one of the sad realities of life is this, that there will be some situations, some relationships, that will never totally be reconciled this side of heaven. There'll be some situations where someone has passed away, some where even if you approach someone, they're so filled with bitterness that it just seems like an impasse. But I want to tell you something. No matter what may happen in the relationships on this earth, you as a Christian can always know the peace of God that passes all understanding. You can always be at peace with yourself and with God so long as you're following His Word and living with Him. I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4 as we close this morning. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing. The word careful, if you were to turn that around, means full of care or worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, while the world's pulling her hair out, while the world's angry and bitter and honking and fighting and shooting and filled with bitterness towards one another, God says that our hearts can be filled with a peace our minds can be filled with a peace that is from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's available through the Lord Jesus Christ. I think of this, Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you may not have peace with someone that had a bad situation with you 10 years ago, but you can have peace with God right now today. And the way to have peace with God is to find it through Jesus Christ, to admit that you are a sinner, to come to a place of saying, Lord, I've I've been hurtful towards others. I've been wrong. I know that I'm a sinner. But Lord, you say in the Bible that I can have peace. And I confess to you that I am a sinner. And I ask you to come into my life and forgive my sin and to be my Savior. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, we can be saved and we can know the wonderful peace of God. There may be some here this morning who've never even come to that place of having peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not know that if you died today, you would spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ. But God says, I don't want you to be filled with fear. I don't want you to be filled with worry. He says, I want you to come to me and to find my peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, if you're here this morning and you've never known the peace of God through Jesus Christ, in a moment we're going to give you an invitation to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want you to know that peace with God is not found through this church. It's not found through anyone else's church. It's found through a person, through the finished work of Jesus Christ. When he shed his blood on the cross and when he rose up again on the third day, he did all of that so that we could be at peace with God, so that our sins could be forgiven. And there may be some relationships that you'll never understand this side of heaven, and you'll never have total understanding of it, but you can understand the peace of God today if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him by faith. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, how we thank you this morning that you teach us in the Bible how to have peace in our relationships, our family relationships, and in our work and church and other society relationships. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be willing to follow the teaching of your word in these matters.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, presently delivering a series entitled Recovery Together with God. We're discovering how to truly, authentically recover, to heal from past abuse, from difficult decisions and the consequences that we're experiencing, or from addictions. Whatever your struggle, or whatever the struggle of someone you love, this series is a tremendous resource. You can find the entire series at dailyintheword.org. You can download it. You can pass it along to a friend. You can even subscribe to the podcast. I do hope you'll visit dailyintheword.org. You know, we love to hear from our listeners, and your investment, your partnership with us financially into this ministry helps us continue paying for airtime on this station and on stations all over the country. We thank the Lord for the privilege of teaching and preaching the Word of God in your life. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us? Pastor Chappell has just written a new book. It is a powerful book and a tremendous companion to our present series. It's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Discovering the Power of the Holy Spirit-Filled Life, a life that is empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. Living Beyond Your Capacity is a 200-page paperback book, brand new, right off the press. We've just had it a couple of months. We've been excited to place it into your hands, and we believe it will be life-changing. And we would like to send it to you this month for a gift of any amount to Daily in the Word. If you'll call us, or if you'll go on the website, dailyintheword.org, and click on the Donate tab, we would like to send you this book, Living Beyond Your Capacity, as our gift for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Again, you can do this at dailyintheword.org, or you can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. 1-800-201-7748. This book will change your life, or change the life of the person you give it to, I promise. Living Beyond Your Capacity will be a read that you'll never forget. So call us or visit the website and be a part of this ministry, and let us send you Living Beyond Your Capacity. Before we wrap up our program today, here's a word from Pastor Chappell.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I wanted to say it's a blessing to journey through the Word of God with you on a daily basis here on Daily in the Word. I want to encourage you to take a moment today and visit dailyintheword.org. When you get to dailyintheword.org, there will be two opportunities for you to communicate with us. First of all, you can click the button that simply says Contact Us. One of my favorite parts of the day is when I hear from the listeners of Daily in the Word. Your email will be a tremendous source of encouragement to us, and let us know how we're reaching out and touching your life with the Word of God. There's another tab there on the website that says Donate. We would greatly appreciate your gift as we continue spreading the gospel
and the Word of God across more than 400 stations throughout all of America. If you have been encouraged or blessed by one of the recent messages, we'd love to hear from you. Just visit dailyintheword.org and let us know how God is working in your life.
Well, thank you, Pastor and friend. Don't forget, we're heading to Alaska, August 2011, for our ministry cruise to Alaska. It is an adventure you will never forget. We would love to have you join us on this 7 days of exciting adventure and spiritual growth and tremendous Christian fellowship. You'll find more information at dailyintheword.org. Just click on the Alaska Cruise button. You'll see all of the information there. It is a week that you will never forget. I hope you'll join with us and go to Alaska in August of 2011. Again, for more information about our ministry or to talk to us personally, call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word at 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.